It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. If you're driving while you're listening to me, the National Transportation Safety Board has a message for you. Do not reach for your phone. Just leave it there in your pocket or purse or whatever. The board is now recommending all states ban drivers' use of cell phones for talking or texting. The recommendation also extends to hands-free devices. David Strayer of the University of Utah has studied this issue. David, how distracting are the hands-free sets?
You fail to see about half of the stuff that you normally would have seen if you're on the cell phone, and it doesn't matter if you're handheld or hands-free. Your crash risk when you're talking on a cell phone is about 4 times higher than if you weren't. And to put that into context, that's the same level of crash risk that you see if someone's at a 0.08 blood alcohol level. So it's pretty substantial.
Turning from vehicles you drive to vehicles with no drivers inside, you may have heard of unmanned drone aircraft being used in Afghanistan, Pakistan. How about North Dakota? Turns out the same planes used on spy missions and attack missions overseas are being used on citizens here in the U.S. According to the Los Angeles Times, an unmanned Predator B drone was used in an investigation that led to 5 arrests in North Dakota. It's believed to be the first time a drone operation in the U.S. has resulted in an arrest. Joseph Vosick is a professor of aviation at the University of North Dakota. He says it won't be the last time.
I know of at least 10 law enforcement agencies right now who have either bought drones or have plans to do so. The one thing that's stopping it is a regulation by the Federal Aviation Administration that says, well, you can't actually use drones or unmanned aircraft in commercial use unless you have special permission, and they're very hesitant to give that.
10 sheriff's offices around the country?
Yes. I was just on the phone with one yesterday. I won't disclose where because we were talking about some confidential stuff.
So they're buying these things up before they have permission to use them?
Yes.
Vosick says the FAA's reluctance to approve the use of drones has to do with safety. But presumably, sheriffs will get that permission someday, and the sky will be filled with police drones. Ryan Kahlo is with Stanford's Center for Internet and Society.
Privacy law probably is not going to stand in the way of the domestic use of drones because most of it happens in public, in open fields, so-called. And you know, historically, the privacy law has not allowed you to have a reasonable expectation of privacy in public.
Kahlo says drones are very different from, say, a police helicopter because they can just stay up there in the air, continuously watching.
The drone is a very visceral reminder that our privacy is being violated. And to have them flying around our cities, I think that's going to force a conversation about privacy law that's ultimately healthy.
Scientists at MIT have created a new kind of camera. Here at Marketplace Tech Report, we've created a special technology that lets you hear my thoughts when I first found out about it. Let's switch that on here. There we go. The MIT camera can show light particles moving.
Whoa, what?
It captures 1 trillion frames per second.
1 trillion? Huh?
In an online video, the team from MIT actually shows a light entering what appears to be an empty Coke bottle. We have the video at marketplacetech.org.
Did you see that?
Ramesh Raskar of MIT's Media Lab talks about how it might be used.
In medical imaging, now we can do ultrasound with light.
Dr. Raskar also says this technology might be on our phones in 10 years.
10 years?
And allow us to scan the inside of fruit before we buy it to make sure it's fresh.
Really? Fruit?
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.